Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parashas Bo. And of course, what captivates us in Parashas Bo is Yetzias Hashem, the Exodus. At the end of the parasha, we read how Klal Yisrael finally went free after 210 years of backbreaking, inhuman, barbaric mistreatment. We were free, not just freed from servitude, but free to embrace our destiny, free to travel towards Har Sinai, to Eretz Yisrael, to a unique and singular relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before we get there, first the Torah finishes out the Makos. And I want to draw your attention specifically to the ninth Makah, the Makah of Choshech, Makah of darkness. Remember, we spoke about last week that the Makos were not haphazard or happenstance, right? The Makos were designed, they were custom tailored, and they really served two purposes. Number one was to punish the Egyptians for some type of specific infraction visited or committed against the Jewish people. And number two, each Makah also contained a dramatic life lesson for Klal Yisrael. So what was the purpose of the Makah of Choshech, of darkness? So Rashi HaKadosh quotes a couple of ideas, but I'm just going to quote you the first. Rashi asks this question, V'lama hevi aleim choshech? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring darkness upon the Egyptians? And Rashi says something overwhelming. He says, Shahayu b'Yisrael ba'os sa'adar ishoim. There were Jews, unfortunately, in that generation who were wicked. V'lo hayu rotzim lotzeis. How were they wicked? They did not want to leave Egypt. They already made up their mind. They were not leaving. They were not leaving. And what happened? Umesu b'shloshes me'afela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to punish them. And how did he punish them? By taking their lives. And when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipe them out? When did he take their lives? During the 3 days of darkness. Why then? Rashi goes on to say, because had HaKadosh Baruch Hu stricken down these Jews during any of the other Makos, it would have eroded the theological message of the Makkah. If the Egyptians would have seen that Jews were being impacted by the Makkah just like them, then the Egyptians would have written off the Makkah to some freak occurrence of nature. It would have totally eroded the theological superiority that the Makos were supposed to go ahead and put forward. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's solution to this is Choshech. Choshech punishes the Egyptians. Now again, for the Egyptians, it was a midah keneged midah. The Egyptians were blind. They were enshrouded in darkness when it came to the suffering of the Jew. They didn't see the Jew. So the midah keneged midah was they were struck. The reciprocity was they were struck ultimately with actual darkness, immobilizing, paralyzing darkness for 3 days. And during that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out the Jews who he knew would refuse to leave Egypt. Okay, overwhelming idea. Asks the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechitzad Rebbe Kadosh Avracha, I don't understand. You make it sound like there was only these group of Jews who didn't want to leave Egypt who were the Rishon, and everyone else was Sadiqim. So, dear friends, remember, the Gemara states, Gemara Sechasota states that when Klal Yisrael was crossing through the Yam Suf, right, remember again, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going ahead and ready to bring down the waves upon the Egyptians, the Malachim are wondering, why are you saving the Jews over the Egyptians? So in other words, even in the celestial sphere, the Malachim, who are pretty wise, they can't really tell the difference between the Jewish people and ultimately again, and the Mitzrim. Furthermore, again, Chazal tell us that there were Jews who were literally carrying Avodah Zarah. They're carrying idolatry with them. They took idolatry from Egypt and they went ahead and they took it with them through the Yamsuf. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? You're a Jew who left Egypt. The sea is split in front of you. You're walking through it on dry land. Forget about even all the other midrashim that have to do with the Yamsuf. And you're carrying an idol? You're carrying an Avodah Zarah with you? There were people like that. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, why didn't Hashem kill them? In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's be honest. If you're wiping out the Rishoim, the evildoers of Klal Yisrael, it might include a lot of people, right? And certainly more than the group who didn't want to leave Egypt. What about the idolaters, right? What about all the other sinners? Lubavitcher says, why is that Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka focused on the Jews who didn't want to leave Egypt? Why is that the group that is called, like Rashi says, Shahayu b'Yisrael ba'osa hadar rishoim? They were rishoim. Who were the rishoim? V'lo hayu ratzu latzeis. The Jews who didn't want to leave, they were the rishoim. They were Jews who were worshipping Avodah Zarah. They weren't rishoim. Jews who attacked Moshe Rabbeinu, they weren't rishoim. But who are the rishoim? The ones who didn't want to leave. What's the pshat? Why is the group who didn't want to leave, why are they singled out more than, unfortunately, the other sinful circles of Klal Yisrael? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, because an unwillingness to leave Egypt represents an unwillingness to change. that we commit averus. People commit averus. People, we all commit averus all of the time. But the Rebbe says something amazing. When you commit an avera, that means I have a yetzahara, right? You pick your sin, right? I have a weakness, or weakness, halavai, was only one weakness. I have weaknesses, so I sin in multiple areas. I have a desire for this, a want for this, a lust for this, a proclivity for this. Okay, and the truth is, maybe even I fail more times than I am successful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help me with that. I could help myself with that. I roll up my sleeves, I get to work, I make a strategy. And of course, again, I have the absolute ability to enlist the Ribono Shel Olam's help with that as well. But the problem is, when a person is change averse, when a person refuses to change, when a person says, this is it, love it or leave it, this is who I am, and I'm not going to evolve, and I'm not going to morph, and I'm not open to different ideas, and I'm not open to living a different way, and I'm not open to improving myself. When you're closed off to change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's nothing I, the Ribono Shel Olam, could do to help you. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could do anything and everything. But if you are unwilling to change, if you are unwilling to move yourself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol says, I'm so sorry, there's absolutely nothing I can do for you. Says the Rebbe, that's the meaning in Rashi. When Rashi says, who are the Rishoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol gave up on? Who's, right? It hurts to say it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give up on anyone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give up on people who give up on themselves. Who are the Rishoyim in Mitzrayim? V'lo hayu rotzim lotzeis. Who was the Jew who didn't want to leave Egypt? What kind of person didn't want to leave Egypt, right? Wouldn't any normal person would rather die a free man in the desert than ultimately live out his life as a slave in Egypt? So who are the people who didn't want to leave? They were people who were change averse. They were people who refused the notion of change. They were people who were so firmly embedded and rooted in their identity that they could see nothing else other than what they presently were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm so sorry. If that's the way you are, if you're not helping yourself, then I can't help you. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rashi HaKadosh brings the plague of Choshech, ultimately again, in order to wipe out those Rishayim. The Rishayim, Shelo Hayu Rotzim Lotzeis. A refusal to change. And what an incredible, incredible yisod. You could worship Avodah Zarah. I mean, you can't worship Avodah Zarah. But if you were to worship Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at you as a Rasha. You're Mechalel Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at you as a Rasha. You're immoral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at you as a Rasha. As long as you have a willingness to change. As long as you have an openness to change. But the moment you wall yourself off from change, the moment you say to yourself, Ani lo rotze lotzeis, I don't want to leave where I am. I am where I am. I am who I am. This is what it is. Kivyachla Kodesh Baruch Hu puts his head in his hands and says, you know what? I can't help. I can't help. If you're walled off and closed off to change, then I can't help you. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs from us in life is a willingness to pivot, is a willingness to change, is a willingness to evolve, is an openness to do things differently going forward. And it's such a tremendous yisod, and a yisod I think that is so, it's obvious, but yet it needs to be repeated over and over. And a yisod I think that takes on such an important sense of urgency in the times in which we are living. Once again, another week of war, another week of milchama, another week of loss, another week in which our precious hostages still have not been returned to their people, returned to their families. And the change, there's so much change constantly happening all around us. And we've spoken about this many times, that when you see so much change going on in the world, that means that there's a koach of change that's here in the world. And you see, Eretz Yisrael has changed. There's so much positive change in Am Yisrael. Look at all of the beautiful Achdus. There's so much negative change in the world. Look at all of the surge, the incredible tidal wave of anti-Semitism. There's so much change. The koach of shinui, the koach of change, is alive, is rampant, is raging in our world. And we, as individuals, need to tap into that. Each of us has that one thing about ourselves that we've told ourselves, I can't change. I can't change. That thing where, like my ancestors in Egypt, V'lo hayu rotzim latzeis. I don't want to change. I don't want to change. Whatever it is. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a midah. Maybe it's a behavior. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's a variety of different things. But things that I tell myself, you know what? Ani lo rotzeh latzeis. I'm not moving out of this. I'm not moving out of this. Why? I can't change it. It's not that I can't change it. I don't want to change it. And we all have something like that. Whether it's an aveira that we keep doing over and over and over, that I just haven't mustered off enough willpower to stop doing it. Or it's underperformance. I know I could be doing so many other things, but I'm just not mustering up the courage to push myself and propel myself forward. Whatever it is, there are changes that we have the ability to make, but we haven't yet made them. The wave of change is happening all around us, in our ancestral homeland, in our nation, throughout the world, and again, amongst the nations of the world. There is a tidal wave of change. We could harness some of that koach and use it to affect the type of personalistic internal change that each of us has to make. We all have an area in which we could benefit from change. And the words of the Rebbe ring so true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Makkah of Choshech, not just to punish the Egyptians, but to kind of get rid of the Jews who are unwilling to change. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're not willing to change, even I, God, the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, Melech Malchi Hamlochim, if you're not willing to change, even I can't help you. But if you are willing to change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, then the sky is the limit. If I'm willing to really change the things that need to be changed and identify the areas where change is really needed, and at least on a most basic level, be open to change, then the Ribono Shel Olam is willing to partner with me and accomplish more than we could ever imagine. We should be Zocha Mi'artz Hashem to tap into the energy of change that has enveloped us in all areas and use it in a positive way, to identify those areas in which we need to create change, to find the courage to affect that change, but at least for this week, for Parashas Bo, to at least be open to it. And if we enter into this Shabbos at Parashas Bo with an openness to change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pledges that He is going to give us His hand, He's going to help us along that path, and Emirat Hashem will be zocha to accomplish great things. Wishing everyone a good Ne'er of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.